Chapter 39, A Hard Confession. Valkyrie and the others led Brannan, Merland, Gibrig, and Willow to their quarters in a hotel across town. No one spoke among the city's patrons, but waited for the privacy of the four walls. They were all shocked, all but Brannan, who glanced back the way they had come, worrying and wondering of Sir Eldric's fate.
"I can't believe that you came for me,"
Merland was saying to the princess. She laughed.
"Of course I came for you. You're my best friend."
Merland offered her a half-hearted smile, and Brannan knew that he had wanted to hear something else. The princess seemed to sense it too, but this wasn't the place or time for such a conversation.
"Lad," said Haggis, putting a hand on Gibrig's shoulder, "I be the proudest pap a dwarf could have. You've done good."
"Thanks, pap, but I had a lot of help from me friends."
"Aye, thank ye,"
Haggis told Merland, Brannan, and Willow.
"Thank ye for being a friend to me boy."
"He saved all our lives, he did,"
said Willow. Haggis swelled with pride, and Gibrig blushed and waved them off.
"He done saved me as well, even Sir Eldric."
"I still can't believe that he was going to feed us to the dragon," said Willow.
"Maybe we shouldn't be so hard on him," said Brannan.
They all gave him confused looks.
"My love," said Valkyrie, "he pretended to be your friend all along. He sold you out to save his own hide."
"I thought that he really cared," said Merland. "He sure had me fooled."
"Listen," said Brannan, unable to take it any more. "I've got to tell you all something."
They waited, and he took a deep, steadying breath before continuing. He thought to take it slow, to calmly explain what had happened. But when he spoke, his confession blurted out of him.
"I knew about Casimir's deception as well. Sir Eldric brought me into the mix a few days into the journey. You have to understand, I didn't know any of you very well. We weren't yet friends. Sir Eldric said that I would be spared if I helped get you all to Bad Mountain. And Casimir threatened us both, saying that if we didn't go along with it, he would erase our memories of the deal and feed us to the dragon as well. Please, please forgive me. It tore me up inside the whole time, lying to you all like that. But in the end, Sir Eldric and I really did decide to tell you the truth. That was the reason for bringing you out tonight."
Everyone stared at him, speechless. But he was focused on Valkyrie, who was shaking his head.
"I can't believe this," said Valkyrie, visibly shaking the way he did when he was angry.
"I knew something was going on with you two,"
said Merland, looking quite angry as well.
"Always sneaking off to speak privately. But I never imagined this, not in a million years."
"Ah, don't be so hard on him,"
said Gibrig.
"This isn't the time for your sensitivities, Gib," Merland snapped. "They were going to feed us to Drake Noir, right up until today."
"I'm not so sorry any more that I ate your horse,"
Willow told Brannan, who hung his head low.
"I know that you probably all hate me, and I don't blame you. But the truth is that we both grew to love you, and it ate at us the entire time. I don't think there was a moment when we intended on going through with it. You can go ahead and believe what you want, but you can't deny that we had something, the five of us. The legend of the champions of a dragon might be a lie, but I think that we were champions together."
Merland let out a sigh.
I don't know what to think any more."
Gibrig rushed across the room and hugged Brannan, sniffling.
I forgive ye, Brannan, and I forgive Sir Eldric. I know that deep down ye do love us, and we love ye. Thanks, Gib."
"I suppose I would have made the same deal early on,"
Willow admitted.
"Where do we go from here?"
Merland asked them all. Everyone looked to Valkyrie. He seemed to have more words for Brannan, but he calmed himself and set his jaw firmly.
"For one, Casimir will be after us now, and two, there is still a dragon to deal with. If she does not receive her offering, then she will wreak havoc across the land, and we cannot let that happen.
Then it be like I suggested before, said Haggis. We go, all of us, to Bad Mountain, and we end this farce once and for all.
A silence filled the room as everyone considered their options.
Hells, said Merland at length, we had already planned on fighting Dracnoir, and I'm still prepared to do so.
Everyone nodded, all but Wendell, whom they had all seemed to have forgotten about.
I never signed up for this, said the skeleton. But what the hell, I'm already dead.
The group shared a much-needed laugh, but they sobered quickly.
Then it is decided, said Valkyrie.
We've got to find Sir Eldrick before he does something stupid, said Merland. He's probably already into the spirits.
Oh, boy, said Gibrig.
Oh, boy is right,
said Willow with a chuckle.
That madman could end up anywhere.
What do you mean?
Caressa asked. Merland told them all about Sir Eldrick's condition.
Then we should go now and stop him before he disappears, or, God's forbid, Casimir gets a hold of him,
she said.